All right, today's campaign outtake is a commentary on hair.
I'm aware I may not be the youngest candidate in this race, but I have one big advantage. I've been coloring my hair for years. You're not going to see me turn white in the White House.
So, Arlette, you cover the campaign, and Hillary's hair has been an object of weird fascination going back to when she was first lady.
That's right, and somehow hair always comes up as an issue during presidential campaigns. Just this week, we have Rand Paul talking about how he cuts his own hair. He even cut his own hair for his wedding
day.
You never tell.
Well, and then, of course, you had John Edwards in the 2008 campaign, the $400 haircut.
That's right. He had two $400 haircuts. It really undercut his middle-class message, but then back in...
Son of a mill worker with a good haircut.
Exactly.
And then, of course, Donald Trump. I mean, that's the ultimate hair of this campaign.
Right, I mean, he's trying to convince people that both his hair and his presidential campaign are real.
And then there's the guy with the graying head that they all want replaced.
Your approval rating is at 48%. Not only that, your gray hair is at 85%. Your hair is so white now, it can talk back to the police.
Yeah, so he's really great over the years. Just look at the before and after pictures. But President Obama has said that First Lady Michelle Obama really likes the gray hair, so I guess that's all that matters.
Hey, whatever works. All right, that is your campaign outtake. Thanks for watching. Be sure to follow us on YouTube and catch us again next time. I'm Jonathan Carl with Arlette Sines.